Friends, I am back behind the mic, taking a small hiatus away from the podcast. And you know what's funny? I was thinking about why it's felt really hard to come back to this. You know when you've taken a break from exercise or movement and the first step back in the gym or as soon as you lace up your shoes, that's the hardest part. And then once you get going, okay, it's easier. It's kind of how I felt about this podcast. And I feel like my whole life right now is in this pivoting phase. Some of my personal life, my business, there's a lot of personal evolution going on. And with that, there's a lot of messy. And although I kind of thrive in the messy, I would say that I come on the podcast and I'm an open book. I'm very vulnerable, and maybe that's a superpower. Maybe I'll have a vulnerability hangover in the morning and think I'm not going to air this. But I always feel more natural when I just come talk to you guys, like we're sitting across from each other having coffee, or when I have guests on the podcast, I want it to feel that way. I want to feel like I'm in your ears, but I'm in your presence, and I am very big on connection. And I can't be a connector if I'm not vulnerable and I can't just come share what's on my heart and what's been on my mind. So here we are. I've been thinking a lot about my own personal journey the past couple of months and also some incredible women that I've been able to help and coach in a different capacity. And it's kind of all centered around returning home to ourselves, the real us, our true identity, you know, the essence of who we actually are. Because we go through this life and we find that through experience, judgments, prejudices, heartache, limiting beliefs, maybe lack of emotional care or experiences that shape us, we put on these masks of false identities, and we don't really look under the hood to see, is this truly who I am, or is this still who I want to be? And it's been so beautiful to hold space for learning certain parts of myself that are true and maybe are false, or maybe looking into old versions of myself that don't apply anymore. They've expired, but I'm holding on to them. And it's such an integral part of our ability to step into ourselves, our identity, and remember who we are. And we can't do this without compassion, right? And so when we meet these false identities or we re-meet certain parts of ourselves with love and grace and kindness, it also can kind of shake the ground and our foundation of where we are in our life. I mentioned in my last podcast that personally, I have exited a religion that I was raised in and that I grew up in. And I'm not going to get into that today. I'm actually not quite ready to talk about that, even though it's been a few years in the making. But if anybody can understand what a religious deconstruction can look like or feel like, or you've been through something similar, or maybe you've had a faith crisis yourself, it is the catalyst for a lot of inner work, a lot of messy work, a lot of kind of trying to figure out who in the hell am I outside of this? Outside of this box, outside of this identity, outside of a foundation that no longer aligns with me. Now, I will say this religion brought so much joy, so many amazing teachings and values, and I am so grateful for it. But I am also on a new path now. And it's not easy. It's not easy for those that love me who are still in this religion. It's not easy for me to be feeling like I'm walking alone, although I know I'm not alone in this. It's not easy to get to know a new a God that is true and real to me when so many things in my life used to feel so conditional. So all that is to say, that has been my journey. But what I want to talk about more today is how that has played into my entire being, my wellness, the way that I approach wellness, the way that I feel like I want to coach, what I think more women in general need more of. And we're going to talk all about it. I think it's important if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're going through any sort of journey, be it personal growth, be it a physical journey, be it a mental health journey. Maybe you're just going a few layers deeper and doing a lot of work on yourself. I commend you for that. And I also want to remind you to love not only the current version of you, but the older versions of you. I think it's so common for us to think, oh, if I would have known better, why didn't I realize this 20 years ago? Why didn't I do this differently 20 years ago? And that doesn't do us any good, number one. But number two, we are who we are because of all the information we had at the time, all of our experiences, and we get to grow into whatever we want at this point. So forward-looking, but loving those older versions of ourselves is so important. I want to talk a little bit about how scary this can feel. It's a little scary when you truly start to unpack the root of your identity and face fear, because you realize that there's a lot of things that have to change from the ground up. So fear, I don't want you to be scared of fear. I actually think fear is our greatest teacher. Where fear is, there is our task. So the magic that we're looking for is in that work we're avoiding. And we're avoiding that work because it's scary. I promise you that the path to growth and transformation is often through the things that we fear the most. It's not meant to be easy. It's actually literally ripping up our roots and exposing us. It's exposing us fully to the fear. And then we're placed in new soil where these roots can deepen. And I'm here. I feel like my roots are just exposed. Here we are. And what's been hard for me is I'm still coaching, I'm leading, yet I feel like I'm personally in this very vulnerable spot. And what I'm realizing is the duality of this whole situation is I'm not where I want to be yet, and I've got a long road ahead of me, but I can also lead and teach and help right smack dab when I am in this messy middle, and maybe I can actually do it better. We can't dodge the process of becoming. We can't. And in order to not dodge the process, we actually have to become friends with fear. We have to confront it head on. And when we can do this, when we can dig a little deeper, when we can resolve and overcome our fear, we actually are literally rewriting our nervous system's story, aka our entire life. And when we finally begin to reclaim that sacred space in our minds, which was missing for me for so many years, that is freedom. That is what finally set me free, to actually face my fear, do the work, still doing it. I'm free to choose. I know I'm free to create new. I'm free to move forward with so much more clarity and connection. And I'm just free to experience life and love and health and wellness fully. And it's why I feel like my seat in the fitness industry it's empty right now. I don't know if I want to sit back down. It's not that I don't believe and don't want to help women on their fitness journey anymore, but this whole evolution for me is calling me to something bigger, to something deeper, to something more meaningful. Damn, it's so scary. So I'm facing my fear. My ego wants all the answers with what that means for me ahead. It wants all the answers, and I don't have any. So my intuition is saying, quiet, be still, which is the tattoo on my left arm. Be still and know. Find comfort in uncertainty. Find comfort in trust. Find comfort in a God who is freedom, who is love. It's the first time I've experienced that in my life. This is not a spiritual message to you, although maybe it is. I just want you to know that that process of coming home to yourself will change everything. The word alignment means so much to me in my life because it encompasses all this work that I'm doing and all this work that I'm helping women cultivate. And it's just really interesting how so many things that I used to care so much about just don't matter anymore. And a lot of the context and messaging that I used to put out there isn't resonating with me. It's not feeling organic or authentic for me to talk about certain things anymore. It's not wrong. It's just, again, something is calling me into a bigger purpose. And we do a lot of work in the Align Academy about things. If you can envision this for me for just a minute, imagine a triangle. And on the bottom of that triangle is what we have or want to have. So we want to have the body. We want to have the house, the relationships, the stability, the car, all those things that we want to have or accumulate. And that middle part of the triangle is what we have to do to get that. We know if we want the body, the health, we have to exercise. We have to control our nutrition in ways that serve our goal. We have to optimize sleep. We have to mitigate stress. We have to do all these things consistently for a long period of time. We have to do certain things to get the outcome. If we want financial stability, if we want the house, we have to budget. We have to save money. We have to earn money. We have to do so for a long time. If we want thriving relationships, we have to know ourselves. We have to create boundaries. We have to communicate. We have to be vulnerable. All these things that we want to have, we have to do certain things to have them. The very top, tippy top of that triangle is be. Now, being the type of person that does all of the things below, that's the ultimate goal, right? If we want to be, that's the root of our identity. Who are we? Identity, that tippy top, the be is the core of everything. And when we focus here, we don't force the systems. We don't force all the things that we have to do. I have to go to the gym. I have to do these things to lose 30 pounds. Sometimes we try to do those things and we're actually functioning outside of our identity. There's so much resistance and there's a disconnect because we haven't truly understood who we are. Once we understand who we are, our innate worth, and our values, the doing becomes easier. And obviously the having is a byproduct, right? So that tippy top of this triangle that I just had you envision, I want women to focus more on the being. Be her. Be her. Already act like the person that you want to become. And if you're going to do that, there's probably going to be a lot of unraveling. You're probably going to really have to take a microscope and look at the ways you're behaving in your everyday life. You're going to have to look at your habits and your patterns, the way that you talk to yourself, your internal narrative, your self-sabotage, your limiting beliefs, all these things that are keeping you stuck. It's fear, because you're going to have to unpack a lot. It's not comfortable, right? But it's so important. So important. So to get those fruits of our labor, yes, we have to do certain things. Most people focus, our entire world focuses here. Do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that, right? If we don't know who we are, if we're not concentrating on the be, that root of our identity, there's going to be a lot of friction. So in everything that I teach and coach on, you have to separate all of these categories. Doesn't mean they don't all work together. You have to do certain things, right? In order to have certain things, in order to be this person. But we also have to understand that being, like, our worth, our identity, it doesn't come from our body. It doesn't come from our achievements. It doesn't come from what we do for a living. Our titles, our careers. We're worthy as beings, as spiritual beings living in a physical body. We are worthy of all of everything just because we are who we are. Just because we are who we are. And if we can adopt this mindset alone, and we can act and operate out of a place of love and worthiness and freedom, this is where your life will change. This is where that transformation takes place. It's not the visible kind that we all see, the shiny objects on Instagram or in the media of the before and after, or the breakthrough, or the big win. The true transformation that I think we all seek in our life. We all want freedom. We all want love. We all want to come home to ourselves. And you guys, so many of us are doing it backwards. And it's a lot of work. When I think back to when I first started coaching women, and I think back to how I was teaching and educating, I was doing it backwards. But I was teaching from a limited view and limited experience. And I want to bring this experience. I want to bring my story and my messages that won't be yours, but it's taught me so much about what I think women need in this world. It's taught me about true joy, about true alignment in wellness, and all these other things, again, that I used to care so much about. They're not important. I've struggled with how I want to show up online. It is interesting how when you start to shift or pivot in ways, and you've had a public presence online, it's not comfortable. But if I can come back into my purpose, I remember the why. And I almost can't even do it differently anymore. Because when I start acting out of a place of a false identity that I've worn for years, we all have them, it feels so off-putting. It feels so off to my soul, to my alignment, to my intuition, that I immediately know. And one of the coolest things about coming home to yourself is your ability to know, to trust your intuition. That discernment of knowing what's right for me and what's not, It's so clear. I can immediately pick up on, yep, it's not that, or it's this. And that energy from people, from experiences, from things, I'm so hyper aware of it now. And what it does is it's allowing me to rebuild a life, a mindset, an experience that only invites in the freedom, the love, the acceptance, the joy. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not gonna make mistakes. It doesn't mean that my life right now isn't full of some heartache, some big trials, some unpacking who in the world and what is true and what's not. Who am I? Like, I'm still going through that, but I'm very discerning and I'm very aware of what's going to fit back in and what isn't. I've gotten quieter in a lot of ways in my life. As somebody who often has used busyness as a badge of honor, I'm the queen of being able to overfunction. And I'm realizing now through a lot of work on myself, a lot of therapy, that so often those things in my life, that's been my ability to control and numb. When something gets hard or life hits, or I'm going through a trial, or if something feels out of control in my own life, I put my head down and I try to control everything. It's obviously a false level of control. It was the birthplace of my eating disorders. It was the birthplace of my cortisol spiking so extremely high last year. It was the birthplace of so many ways that I was not coping well. And I think this is very common in our world. We all have means that we cope. We all have ways that we numb. We all have unhealthy habits, and we can be aware of them, but sometimes our subconscious is just on autopilot so often that we either feel stuck and we don't know how to get out, or we're not fully aware and we're blinded by the root cause, or sometimes the things that actually are going on. And that's been a big awakening for me. And I think as we can tap into our true identity, we just become more aware of our internal dialogue with ourselves, with the energy of others, and what we truly want to take on and what we want to let go of. So I'm still sitting here in this really messy middle of mine, coaching an incredible, incredible group of women, and then coaching hundreds in another capacity. And when I look at people that I admire or I look to for inspiration, or maybe just a, hey, me too, most of the great leaders have gone through something similar. And I love when those leaders can share the messy middle and that vulnerable piece that a lot of people don't, because it's hard and it's scary and there's a lot that can come with that. I just don't know how to do it any other way. I don't know how anymore. I guess I did it for years. I guess I don't know how anymore to not be authentically me. And what a beautiful gift that is in this world of a lot of fake and a lot of people wearing masks and walking around with identities that aren't true to them. So if you're listening to this and you're nodding your head, or maybe you're just really curious about all of this, I urge you to, first of all, you can't necessarily heal in chaos. So if you feel like your life is not slow enough to take time to be still, I urge you to figure out how you can. I urge you to seek help in whatever capacity you can, whether it's a therapist or a coach or a friend. I urge you to continue to do a lot of that inner work that nobody's really seeing. It's not visible to the naked eye, but it's so very important. You know, I wish years ago, but maybe I don't, because maybe I had to figure it out myself. You know, self-esteem and confidence is a homegrown virtue. We can't plant that in someone else's garden. And being able to do that now, as somebody who's gone through a lot of life, and I'm sure you have too, it's just a lot of unpacking and undoing, and expect it to be hard. Expect it to be very, very worth it. I think the advice I would give you is to commit to your process, whatever that looks like. Try to detach from the outcome. That's really difficult for us type A people. But if we can engage in the present day and we can just take it moment by moment and ask ourselves, how does this feel? How does this feel? It'll lead you further than anything else. You know, I think one thing that has helped me is being able to let go of a lot of things. And letting go is painful. There's a lot of grief in letting go. I've let go of, obviously, a foundational religion. I've let go of a belief system. I've tried to be open-minded. I've had to let go of people and groups and friends and community. And I'll just remind you that I think the greatest teachers, coaches, mentors, people, they value subtraction, not addition in their life. Paving the path isn't about adding more. It's eliminating what's standing in our way. And we can't know what that is if we are constantly on a hamster wheel of hustle. And I think, you know, just a reminder is that if you feel stuck, we get stuck because we are doing too many of the wrong things. It's not because we're doing too little. So I'm going to leave you with those questions, this free-flowing podcast of where I've been, and I will be back with some incredible guests. I'll be back with some solo episodes. I would love it if you resonated with this episode, if you wanted to share it with anybody, share it on social media, share it with a friend. And I would love it if you would review this podcast so it can get in the ears of more people. Have a wonderful day.